Ross Davis. Bill Ray. Yvonne Cruz.
Here.
Christina DiNato Miller.
Here.
David Gibbous. Simon Ponder.
Here.
Tanya Walker.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum if there's anything that we need to vote on. Starting with the consideration of minutes from June. Have those minutes been reviewed?
Yes, they have.
And do we have a motion to approve those?
I have a motion to approve the minutes as recorded.
And I can second it.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carries. Minutes are approved. Do we have anybody present for public comment? Any persons wishing to appear? Unfinished business regarding Legacy Park.
Yes. So this did go to council and it was approved. Next steps, I've got some design here just to give you some idea of what we're thinking about. But we're in the process of developing a policy, vetting nominations for recognition at Legacy Park, and finalizing ideas on how the nominees would be recognized. These are some conceptuals to look at. You can pass that around on how we might recognize some of the nominees or the selected candidates. And we're setting that meeting up. Kathy's on vacation.
Where's Kathy?
She is in Virginia. She was at Indian Rocks Beach, and she is now in Virginia visiting her son. But
all right.
So we're moving forward with that.
Staff reports, project update. Anybody got that?
Me as well.
You also.
Okay, project update, Fort King National Landmark. We have, things are progressing out there. The architect is, and his crew is working. All the archaeological studies are underway. They'll continue over the next few months. We have selected a contractor, and that's Tillman & Associates. Finished that presentation and ranking process, I believe it was last week. Construction of the fort is expected to be complete by May 2017. Fort King Tennis Center, we are renovating the restrooms. We had hoped that would not interfere with the tennis leagues and be done by May, but we're still in meetings with the architect, met on site. On 7-7 to review the alternatives out there. Sort of restroom.
How much is budgeted for that?
I want to say 96.
Is that a joke?
As far as what?
We just redid the courts.
We're not redoing the courts.
I know, but how much money do we throw at the Fort King Tennis Center? You're kind of late to the party of me feeling like we throw a lot of money at the Fort King Tennis Center. I mean, those are people that
we have to do that.
Okay.
We have ADA requirements. We have to.
Got it. Did somebody tell you to tell me?
No. I mean, that is the whole premise. That is the whole objective.
I mean, if they want fancy restrooms, they could sign up at the country club.
They're not fancy. It's
$96,000 sounds like a lot of money to go.
And I may be off with that. May be off with that.
Why don't we get some numbers on that?
I will.
You don't know what the budget is for that?
I can get that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have that for you. And I'll follow up with
I mean, compared to what we spend on all of the other rec centers, they're never happy.
And we've got an ADA plan.
And they can play this tape, and they can hear me say that they're never happy.
Right.
My bathroom in my house didn't cost $96,000.
We've got two out there, and we're also, we have to make it ADA compliant. Right down.
Well, sure. That means you widen
so
the stalls and you
plan. Right.
Lower the sink and just let's just be mindful of how much money we throw into Fort King Tennis Center.
It's been around a long time.
Right.
We must have had something in place before now. It can't be started from scratch.
We're moving through our ADA plan.
I don't want us to pay more attention to the people that are the loudest. As opposed to the people that need it the most.
No, I hear you.
There are a lot of other parks that could really use stuff like that.
And we are upgrading those parks as well.
Okay.
I'll get you a good firm number and.
They're not driving you nuts, right?
No, they're not. They're really not.
Okay.
They, just as far as that planning the league around the construction. Other than that, they've not.
Okay.
So, they've really been quiet for the most part. And their league starts up again, and that's the only thing is their league starts up again. So we have to try and do it with minimal impact. But again, I'll get you a good hard number on that.
Okay.
Farmers Market opening August 31st.
Where's that location?
That location is across from the Customer Service Center.
The old Sprint?
Yeah, you know where the shed garage, we called it the shed, where we parked vehicles not far...
Behind the city building.
Yes. You know where the water tower is?
Yep.
You know where Hungry Bear is?
Yep.
Between, right there.
Okay. And are we advertising for that? Everybody knows where it's going to be?
Everybody will know where it's going to be. Okay. That's that project. But it's slated for August 31st to open. And it's...
That's exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
Are they going to close that in?
Well, look who showed up. The nice chair.
Yeah, it comes in there and it's under
you roof. Take over.
Yeah, the roof, I saw that, and the restroom construction.
How are you? What you gonna
say? They're not going to close in the sides in any kind of way.
No. No.
Is it going to have the same amount of vendors?
It may.
Because it looks smaller to me.
At least. Well, you've got vendors that are going to be under roof, and then you have vendors that will be... That will be outside as well.
Okay.
So I went to one a couple of weeks ago in Broward County, and it was closed in, and it was the same type of construction initially, but they had the sides closed and the big bay entrances and all. It was really nice.
I think provisionally there's some opportunity to do some phase two things, whether you are able to close in the sides, whether it be, you know, some type of tent material or awnings or...
Has there been any discussions about it lasting more than, you know, throughout the week, where if they had one vendor that wanted to stay in there for 3 days, 4 days?
Not yet. That's We've got a DBA meeting next Thursday, and that's usually where that vetted.
Yeah, the Asheville Farmers Market has... Two sections. One is, you know, of course the closed part, mm-hmm. and then there's covered open air, but there's a definite portion that runs, you know.
But no bathrooms, right? There's no bathrooms.
Yes, there are. Yes.
There are bathrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Provisionally made
that.
Were they
96,000? No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not. I don't have the numbers on those.
They're porta potties, probably.
That's what they are now.
One of our pieces is developing and putting in some play features seating and landscape. The DBA did sponsor the playground, which is a big green tractor to kind of stay with the theme. So,
how's the parking around there?
We've got a parking garage.
So, but is that going to be open in time for the farmer's market?
The parking garage is slated, I want to say October 1st.
Okay, so it will be then.
Yeah, everything's happening at once.
The parking garage is about a block away from the...
It is a block away. You've got the CSC lot there, you've got the city hall lot.
And so on the weekend, those are closed so that we can still, that whole lot will be open.
Right, you've got the Presbyterian church right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does the church have any say? I mean, are we allowed to park in their lot? Are they okay with it?
I think as for that, I don't know. Okay. But I would venture to say some type of overflow. We've used it for different events with permission. So I don't know that we've sought permission for farm market parking.
Okay.
But I'm sure they've worked out the logistics as far as where vendors will park and that sort of thing.
Any other project updates?
Discovery Center elevator is complete.
We expect,
and I'll jump down to the dinosaur exhibit. We should have that late September.
Very nice.
So it's fun. I mean, to go over there and have an elevator, it just gives us so much more.
And it's ADA compliant.
It is. They cost a little more than $96,000.
A little more, you better believe.
Yeah, so that's it on projects.
Parks operations?
Parks operations. The art park, which is a project, the sod has been laid in the art park. We are watering, which is tricky right now because it's so hot. That's going along well. It really is. We've got trees in and sod. So I'll go take with that.
Recreation?
So recreation, we have this whole entire month is Parks and Recreation Month. So we have events throughout the entire month. You guys want to look at the calendar?
You're Spider-Man.
Yeah, the theme is superhero. So I made a little video of like our daily operations and what the kids are doing during camp and the pools and whatnot. We played it at council. It was real nice. So that's the theme. We have tomorrow, 10 a.m., cops, kids, and firefighters. The end of the month, we have back to school bash, 7 a.m. Summer camp, we're almost nearing the end. Still, our numbers have been steady. We're in the 70s, mid-70s averaged out. Our swim lessons increased since last month.
You're doing tomahawk throwing?
Yeah.
We're going to do it for
adults.
That's
really cool.
We're going to do it. We're going to do a week. We're going to... The guys are...
I got to learn that.
It's great stress reliever.
I bet it is.
It just feels so neat flying off.
Where is this at on the 26th?
Fort King.
Oh, it's up at the Fort King Center.
Up at the Fort King site.
Right.
Yeah.
What time? It doesn't have a time. It just has the date.
I can get you the most updated version. So that was just one I was had there in the office. So.
Yeah. So every day you get to learn to throw a tomahawk.
That's a good time.
Can you imagine me with a tomahawk?
Scarily enough, yes, I can.
So can some of my ex-husbands.
So we also have our adult flag football and adult softball, which is on Mondays and Tuesdays. We're about midway through the season. Our junior magic basketball, youth basketball league is going on. And we're also about to approach our second build at our community garden. So we just had a meeting today.
Mm-hmm. Just to announce that Diane Leaf, who is a recreation supervisor for the senior centers, and she's our therapeutic rec staff person, she's retiring August 5th.
We're going to do something nice for her.
Pardon?
We're going to do something nice for her.
Yeah.
We're planning like a reception or something.
She actually requested that we not have that and that we donated the money to scholarship fund for kids.
Very good.
So, that's great. Yeah, she's been here 27 years.
Still got to do something for her. You can't just let it slide.
No, we are.
Special services?
Let's see. Events, we've got... Alex mentioned the two events we have over at the Krosky Center and at MLK. We've got the end of the summer bash. That was modeled after Jimmy Buffett Bash. We've got the Land Sharks playing. That's September 17th. And then the Cultural Arts Art Park celebration, Centennial Celebration, that is upcoming October 15th.
Alex, is this on the website by any chance?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I can get you a updated version.
And that's the end of special services?
The end of special services.
Any comments by board members?
With the, on the tennis with the sprinkler heads?
Yes.
Lori knows.
Yes.
Okay.
We've received them.
Okay.
They should be going in. Yeah. Steve Wood has received those.
And so, our staff, we're going to be the one installing the sprinkler heads, and because our retrofitting is not going to be Welsh or one of the tennis company.
Yes, we're installing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure about that. I think we consulted Welsh. I don't think they're doing the install.
It should be a plug and play.
Yeah.
Of where we're just,
right.
That's not a...
Because historically, everything goes smooth at the tennis center.
Yes, so smooth.
And everybody's happy when the projects are done.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that plan of... Still waiting for that plan.
We're going to have the refined irrigation plan.
Right.
We're going to see that blueprint where all our cutoff valves were. And
are you talking about the clay courts?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did you request that bill and you haven't received it?
Like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Let me see what I can do.
You did.
Yeah, it's
irrigation plan for Fort King Tennis Center. Mr. Ray.
All right. Did you have something that you had missed under special services that you wanted to address?
I did. And under projects.
Let's hear it.
We've selected a contractor for the splash pad at
nice.
Lillian and Bryant. That's exciting.
That is exciting.
We're meeting on site next week to look at layout. We have a phone meeting next week to just talk through some of the features with the raindrop rep.
And what is our timeline on that? That's great.
April next year.
That's very nice.
Yeah,
and moving. Where are they putting it?
We're putting it close to the restrooms. We had some challenges.
Not near
there.
The highway, clearly.
No, we had some challenges there because there's a gas line there. And then we realized that there was a sewer line. We can go over the sewer line. We needed to be... There's
sewer
a sewer
line?
Yeah, there's a sewer line out there, too.
There was a problem with the water main.
No, there's a gas main. So we,
is it a main? Yeah, you're not moving that if it's a main.
No, we're not moving it. But it's close to the restrooms, just south of the playground and the walking trail.
South. South?
South. Wait.
But still not near the highway?
No, it's not near the highway.
Okay.
South.
You know where the center sits? You know where the center sits, mm-hmm. right? You know where the old tennis courts were?
Yes.
It sits over, the restrooms are here. It's going to sit right in here.
Kind of in the center,
yeah.
And there's no pipes to move. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's,
yeah,
that'll
it is
be
good.
Great.
It's going to be a fun project.
That'll be a fun project.
So this is at the original, well, not the original site.
Yeah.
That's back to the original site, right?
No.
Back to the original
yeah,
site.
Yeah, back to the original site.
Yeah.
Back to the original site. So.
All right, any further comments by board members? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll just say that I did miss not having fireworks on the 4th of July at the square. Last year they did it. It was very nice. This year there was nothing.
So maybe we can accommodate that with the centennial celebration October 15th.
The fireworks from the top of the stratosphere in Vegas will
back
be
in the park. Oh,
you really should
here.
Look at it.
That's worthwhile.
You know, it's what
yeah.
it started, right?
Yeah.
I went to on top
back
of the world.
That would be good.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Pose like sign. Motion carries.
We are done, people.
That's a record.
Right. Nice to see everybody.
Nice to see everybody.
Everybody's been Alex?
Yes.